In this episode, we will be discussing how to extract the maximum value from your existing clients. So, Tim, do you believe that most companies are maximising value from their existing clients?
Well, I'd like to say yes, but I don't believe that's actually the case. Companies regularly develop strong relationships with their existing clients, however, they often fail to really capitalise on them.
Why do you think this happens?
Well, the account managers find that all their time is actually taken up providing customer service and support. There's often little, if any, time for actual business development.
What should sales managers be doing then?
They need to ensure their account management plans always contain some long-term business development goals. A component of the salesperson's salary package also needs to be linked to achieving those goals. This is also the best way to actually guarantee that those plans will be executed.
And what questions should sales managers ask their account managers?
Well, firstly, when was the last time you completed a formal analysis of the potential cross-sell and upsell opportunities? Another couple of questions would be, what activities are you planning to implement to progress your relationships with your existing clients? And also, what added value are you providing to increase customer loyalty? If they don't have the answers to any of these questions, then there are definitely some serious issues to resolve.
What do you think is the best way to resolve these issues?
Well, let's start with the potential cross-sell and upsell of opportunities. Spend some time with your account managers to kickstart a detailed gap analysis. Nothing too complicated. Get them thinking about the common problems your key products and services can solve. Work out who to target and start qualifying them. Very simply, you want to find out if people want to solve any of these problems. Of course, often they do.
What about planned activities to progress their existing relationships?
There are thousands of things you could do, however, there is one activity that is extremely effective.
And what might that be?
Well, choose one of your existing clients and write a letter to their senior management.
What should the letter be about?
Well, base the letter on a success story your company achieved by providing products and services to a company similar to themselves. Of course, choose products and services you want to cross-sell and upsell to them. Include a list of tangible business benefits you provided in the success story. Facts and figures are the key.
What's the next step after that?
Ring them up and ask them if the letter was actually of interest to them. If you do your homework and it's compelling enough, who knows, you might hit a nerve and uncover a large opportunity with one of your existing clients.
Are there any other activities that you would recommend?
Well, another proven activity is to put on a breakfast seminar.
What type of seminar?
You want to create a seminar that is basically a transfer of knowledge. People are naturally hungry for information, but only if it's relevant and they believe it's of value.
And how do you know what topics to cover?
That's simple. Ask your salespeople to find out what each of their key clients' top three issues are over the next 12 months. Build a matrix, work out common issues you can solve, and start developing a presentation based on those issues. You won't have to do a sell job. Your clients will do half of it for you.
What about the last question? What added value are you providing to increase customer loyalty?
Well, if the products and services you are selling to your existing clients are providing increases in revenue, which they should be, then quantify them. Other areas you need to consider relate to a reduction in expenses plus savings made in time and resources. Getting this information is not easy. Then again, that's why we have account managers.
Well, thanks again for your time today, Tim. To find out how Deakin can help, simply give them a call or send an email via the Contact Us tab on their website at www.deakin.com.au, spelt D-E-A-K-O-N.